Now this is the illustration of how desire normally acts. So since our actions normally depend upon desire, Sri Krishna takes up this particular element in us and says, how do you deal with it? So the first statement that Sri Krishna makes is that this desire, when you analyze it, you find that its basic orientation is towards result. Therefore, if you can control your orientation towards result, then that will be the beginning of dealing with it. That is why the first step is you take this orientation towards fruits of action. And say to yourself, I will act, but I will be equal-minded with regard to the results. So that element of desire which is constantly oriented towards results is controlled. The second thread of this desire is always connected with I am the doer. This is the second element in desire. All desire and ego, they normally go together. So this is the second thread. Therefore Sri Krishna says that I am the doer, that is ignorance. The whole work is done by Prakriti as a whole. The whole cosmic universe is at work. And you are only a small little cog in the machine. Therefore, your idea that I am the doer is wrong. So, eliminate this desire for fruits of action. Eliminate this ego. And then, realize that above this whole movement of Prakriti, there is a supreme Lord from whom all action proceeds. All those who are veiled. So trace upwards to the origin. And when you go to the origin, then you find that supreme Lord is acting, but there is no desire in supreme Lord's action. In our actions, this element of desire and ego are present. But in the case of the Supreme Lord, when He acts, there is neither ego, there is no desire. Therefore, if you then merely become the channel of that, action will proceed through you, but action will not touch you. Not karma dipyate nare, as the Ishopanishad says. If you really do the action in this way, then there will be no bondage to action. This is the method. The method is, first again, to concentrate upon the fruits of action and to cut the orientation which is there toward the fruits of action, toward the enjoyment of the fruits of action. With a knowledge that fruits of action are never in your hands. They are not doing something that is unnatural. They are only applying the true knowledge to the situation. It is by wrong idea that you think that action results depend on you. If you have true knowledge, objective knowledge, you will find that results are never in your hands. Therefore, apply this knowledge and therefore cut out your orientation towards enjoyment of the fruits of action. Secondly, apply the knowledge that all action comes from universal Prakriti. Therefore, the idea, I am the doer, is also eliminated. Thirdly, apply the knowledge that all action proceeds from the Supreme Lord, although through the veil. So go to the root where Supreme Lord is acting and discover there that all action from the Divine emerges not out of desire, not out of an egoism, but a pure action. And let that action proceed through you without desire and without ego. And when that happens, you will arrive at what is called Divyam Karma, the divine action. So this is the method, three steps of the method. And by ascending gradually, you arrive at the supreme conclusion that human action in which we are now involved disappears, and there comes in its place Divyam Karma, the divine action begins to flow. Now we said that divine has neither desire nor egoism, and yet there is action. What is that nature of action? What is desire? Desire is a movement to grasp what you do not possess. All desire is nothing but a movement to grasp what you are lacking. In regard to the things that you have, you see your reaction, the things which you already possess, and see how you act with regard to them. There is no movement of grasping because you already possess them.